Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Asian Avengers. So weak.
The Asian Avengers. So weak. So fuckable, bro. You know? Whoa. There's five Asian guys together?
Did you ever go through a stealing phase?
Do I think everyone should have a gun? Maybe.
Or you can look me up. I don't care. I'll fight you. I don't care.
You want to get high as fuck? You like opium?
Yes. Hello? What is this? Is this like for Instagram? Is this for YouTube? Is this for audio?
This is, I mean, I think we should append this onto one of the Christmas, I don't know, whatever episode comes out around Christmas, you could just throw it on there.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I've got video and stuff like that. And
you can put it on Instagram, I guess.
You can do whatever you want with it. I mean, You know, it'll be chill. I think it's just fun. It's a fun thing to do. Do you have it with you?
I have it with you. So why don't you let the listeners know what we're about to do right now? What is this segment?
So this is, I guess, the Asia Not Asian Christmas gifts special.
Okay? Yes, it's not a gift exchange because I didn't get you shit.
You didn't get me anything, which is totally fine. I don't want any stuff. I don't want any more crap, okay? I have so much crap in my house. I hate it, all right? I don't want any stuff. So, but I wanted to get you something because you have more space than me.
That's true.
And to be honest with you, I did it for the content, okay? I would gladly spend money on content and... It's funny getting gifts for people because you got to keep it a secret, and I didn't want anything like to give it away, so I had to like use my own money. I'm gonna pull money out of the our own bank account in order to pay for it later, but I gotta wait.
Because you know I check the bank account every day. I would be onto this shit. I'd be like, Mike, what the hell are you buying?
You're a Japanese dad. You're like, oh my god, what did you spend 45 cents on? And I'm just like, god damn it, dad. So, anyways, I got you this gift, and it's fun. It's already a shitty year. I had it directly. I ordered it. I talked to Fawn, our producer, about it, and then I had it directly mailed to Fumi's house. So it came in a nondescript box, so I'm glad about that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you don't know what this is, right?
I know, but I just flashed this to the camera, and it has my address on it. I got to take that out.
I couldn't see any. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. So, yeah, so you don't know what it is, and you're going to open it. So there you go. I told you not to open it until now.
I mean, is there any context? Like, why did you do this? For is this a gag gift? Like, do you like me? Like, what's happening?
You'll see. You'll see.
You won't even answer that question, do you like me? I love it.
It just explodes. It just kills you. That's how I think, motherfucker.
It's a bomb. That's really the most Vietnamese way to go out, to be honest with you.
My grandfather did love pipe bombs. So yeah.
How do you kill a Japanese guy? I bombed him. Nice.
Yeah, I bombed him. So all right. Check it out.
I'm opening it right now.
Okay.
Box cutter. Man, I can lower this camera a little bit. Okay, here we go. So I got the box here. So I'm going to be looking into my camera.
Okay, that's totally fine.
It's better for content. Here we go, guys. Mike got me this gift, and we'll see what it is. It's... the box, this is my first unboxing video, by the way. I'm very nervous. The box, it's a decent shape. It's too small to be a shoe. Okay, there's some wrapping paper here. Oh my god! No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No! Bro, this is crazy! Am I allowed to show? We're gonna get
you
kicked out of
Instagram. You better show it!
Guys, it's a fleshlight.
Oh my god.
Got me a fleshlight, and not even like off brand. The fleshlight. It's called Fleshlight Girls. He got me one, and then there's another one. What is this? Oh, does this go in the...
Yeah, I think that's the... I guess there's a case? I have
Mike,
no idea.
Look, it's so flabby.
But check it out. What does it say what kind it is?
Asa Akira's Yo! Shout out to Asa Akira. Thank you so much for making this happen for me. I cannot wait to try this on air. This is...
Man.
Oh, my God. You know what? This is so... I mean, okay, here's the thing. It's funny because, like, This is very, you would think this is very on brand for me, but like, that's the thing about guys' sex toys, that it looks more of like a military weapon than it's so big. Like, girl fucking vibrators are like cute and
shiny,
shit, you know?
And cute. Yeah.
It's got Wi-Fi on it and shit, but like this is like,
that is very intense. I did not think it would look like that.
I could kill someone with this, you know what I mean? Guys, okay.
Yo, I know that you know, she's one of your favorite guests, one of my favorite guests too.
Absolutely.
And I was like,
absolutely,
hey man, you know what? I don't think that Chris Pang has one of these. As far as, I don't think, you know, we've had a lot of illustrious guests on here. I don't think Min Jin Lee's got one. Okay, so I got you an Asa Akira one.
Yo, the Pachinko edition, vagina.
Pachinko.
Okay, that is so disrespectful to make a thing out of, what's the main character's name? Soonja?
Yeah. Dude. That one would just be like just sadness.
Yeah,
you know.
But you know,
so I wanted to get you that one. Yeah.
But you know who'd have a good dick in Pachinko though? Fucking Kohansu. Bro, that you know that guy has a big dick. You know how it is.
And it was just to relate you the story. I was struck with this like inspiration. Okay. I forgot how. I can't remember honestly. Maybe I was on Pornhub.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god, I should get him this gift, and I thought it was so funny, and then I had to run it by Fawn. I was like, what do you think? And then I had to go to the website, which is just hysterical, and now I have an email from them. Thank you for joining fleshlight.com community. And then I had to buy it, and it was pretty expensive.
I mean,
it was a crazy,
this is probably
expensive.
Like $40-$50, right? At least.
No, way more than that.
Really?
Well, not way more, but I mean more than that. And and then I was like, oh man, I hope he gets it in time because all the shipping's all fucked up, and I had to deal with all this stuff. So it was very.
I'm opening it right now, Mike.
Yeah, I know you are.
I can't wait. You guys, check out my OnlyFans for the full video.
You know what's really funny too, and I don't know if this is an Asian thing because I know this is a sex company, but still, if it is an Asian thing, then shame on them. But they call this the pattern that's inside of it, the whatever this is, the inside of it is called the dragon.
This is called a dragon?
That's called the dragon. I don't know if an Asian thing. I don't know if it's just called that.
Which,
but I was just like, really? Like,
which Chinese mythology book did they read to think this is a fucking dragon? Okay. I mean, you know, there's, oh.
Is it weird? Oh my God.
It doesn't smell like Asa, but hey, that could be arranged.
Also,
I don't even. I'm grabbing it. Oh!
Yeah, I don't know.
No, the dragon has been released.
The dragon is very fleshy. Oh my god.
How did they, like, how do you know? Oh my god, Mike, you're not going to believe what's on here.
What does it say? Asa Akira? Okay.
You know how, like, when you buy an athlete's shoe, it's got a signature on it?
Oh, shit.
It's got a... This is going to get blocked on Instagram 100%.
Oh, 100%, so bro.
It's got her signature on it right here. That's so crazy. This is... Whoa. It's crazy to think she was a podcast guest, and now I'm holding her, like, vagina mold. That's, like, so crazy.
I mean, you know what? If we ever had, Steph Curry on here, we'd have to get a sneaker.
Yeah.
And we got to do her right. I hope... Mm-hmm. That she gets a cut out of every one of these that gets sold. We're just trying to support the guests.
Mike, okay, so I'll put an edited version of this on Instagram, but like we can put the full vid on Patreon, but like, because we can do whatever we want, but like, should I put my finger in here?
No!
I'm so afraid!
Don't do it!
I'm so afraid! Hold on, let me get a pen.
I think that's even worse!
Wait, I don't even know which way's the top. I think it's this way.
Uh-oh, Fumi, you don't know which way the top is?
This is the top.
Poor
this
Maria. The
top. Okay.
Oh, what am I looking at?
My fingers smell, not smell, it feels weird now. It's got a silicone.
It's got some sort of latex material on there. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Wow. Well,
anyways, Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much, Santa.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Honestly, in a weird way, this is the most appropriate gift for 2020 for most guys.
Oh, yes,
in a
true.
Weird way. And I think, you know, I think, you know, this is funny, ha ha ha, but also, like, you're very thoughtful because I think what you're saying is like, hey, COVID's out there, be careful with your open relationship. Why don't you stay home? want to stay home tonight.
You know what? You know what? This is all, it's all a complete circle. We're supporting independent Asian artists, you know? one of our favorite guests.
One of our own.
And it's good time. So, good, you know, enjoy, buddy.
Thank you so much, guys.
I'm getting that money back out of that account. Okay, so you're going to see.
So, listen, I know we have a guest prepared in 5 minutes, but I got to go. So, thank you, everybody.
Oh, and you got to go right now. I got to try it out. Okay, all right. Okay.
I will try this, and then we'll do a story of the week next week about it. Or in the new year. That'll be the first episode. It's Fumi hooks up with Asa Akira. What happens next will blow your mind.